Hello and
Yo.
welcome back to the Goons Podcast, episode 10. This was supposed to be released on January 1st, but due to some implication and legal battles we had with a competitor, unfortunately, who we were going to disclose out of court, but unfortunately we had to take matters into our own hands. And all I have to say, because our lawyers told us not to say too much, Monica really told us to tone it down, but
yeah.
We want you guys to hear the truth, and here's all of it. First thing, and first most, I want to say, fuck Randall.
Fuck you, Randy.
We're taking
a stance against his copyright strike on us.
Yeah. And,
sick
fuck. We're for the people, and he was the one holding us back.
Freeze
so we'll dock his hole wherever he lives, everything. So
yeah, at the end of the episode, you guys will get all his information. Please hit him up.
Send
him a pizza.
Send him a pizza. Make sure it's not paid for.
Exactly.
And also, we wanna. It's been a while. A lot of people are asking questions. I've been almost physically attacked out in public due to the implications of not uploading consistently.
Oh, shit. I know that.
And I currently have internet beef, this ongoing internet beef with with who I thought was a loyal listener.
Damn.
And
me too.
All I'm
going to
say is fuck JD.
Oh.
I'm only going to drop the initials. You know who you are, and if you're listening, I really thought we had something. You know, a loyal fan base. He was my stand. He was the goon stand, and unfortunately, we lost him.
We lost the real gooner today.
Yeah, we lost the gooner. I'm assuming he listens to Joe Rogan or something.
Tragic.
Now, such a shitty podcast. I'm assuming this is very irrelevant, but he got like a massive deal from Spotify. He's just all in it for the money. We're here for the people.
I'm in it for the love of the game.
I'm here for the love of
the
game.
We do not get paid enough. We don't get paid enough.
Honestly, drop down in the comments below if you're listening. If you made it past the 2-minute mark,
we
appreciate you guys. We want to say hashtag. Hashtag?
Hashtag.
Sorry, I'm hungry. I meant to say hashtag. We goonin. That's what it is.
We goonin?
We goonin 2024.
We goonin 2024.
We're starting it hot. Obviously, on the 30th of the first month. I feel like...
new year, new me. It just took...
I feel like the first month doesn't count.
Yeah.
So, this is technically
the
before the new year. So, you guys have actually...
Happy New Year.
Happy
guys.
New Year's, guys.
Yippee.
Yeah, so we just want to say, if you're listening, thank you again for sticking with this very inconsistent podcast of ours. Yeah, we're frauds. We have been just living, man. Misa almost died.
Oh, yeah.
I'm currently dying, but we're here. We're delivering, and that's what matters today.
We survived.
That we survived. We
I
survived
still have the
same
first substance
month.
Abuse. Ain't that right?
Yeah. I mean, alcohol is just never good.
Oh, yeah.
At least for me.
Oh, no.
Alcohol will always. I have, like, Twisted Teas, Monsters in my.
Did you ever hear about what happened that one fateful night I had some Four Locos?
That was a night I wish we could.
No, I'm glad you weren't there.
I was there.
No, I'm glad you weren't there.
Recently, too, I had a Four Loco, but I'm like, honestly, you know, four Locos to one, you know.
Yeah.
The ratio doesn't compare. But for me, I had one Four Loco that looked like Hulk piss, bro. I had the sour apple one.
Oh,
which,
yeah, no, that shit tastes
to be
like
fair,
piss. That's
fair,
the worst flavor
I when
can.
I really,
yeah,
I looked it up
opinion.
And you know, college frat boys, they voted at saying that was the best tasting one.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought it was the same because I had the grape one and that one tasted like sewer water. It was,
you know,
horrendous.
Which one I fucked up, the fruit punch ones.
That one actually pretty good.
Yeah,
was
that's why I got fucked up because I was just letting that shit.
They just taste like fruit punch. They didn't actually taste like they had shit.
Yeah,
I got a first whiff of the sour apple. I'm like, damn, that actually smells pretty good. But I was like a good feet away from it. So I'm like, oh, it's not that strong, not the strong alcohol. Like, this is going to go down easy. I took a sip of it. I wanted to throw up. I had a gag reflex. Shit was horrendous. But
you know,
I stuck
friends
it through.
Are Four Loco fiends, you know that?
For real.
They've been enjoying their Four Locos. That's funny.
And one of these days we'll have a podcast where we will
drink the Four Loko.
I honestly want to do like a mukbang, like a really just one episode where we go all out. Mukbang, Four Lokos, and our very first video podcast. An hour. It will be an hour.
Oh, shit.
Because it's going to take me a while to finish a Four Loko. I'm so sorry. It should taste like ass, so.
Hold up. I might start saying some crazy shit. You never know.
Whoa. Obviously, we'll have Monica look back at the thing and bleep it out if we have enough in the budget. But yeah, we're back in the studio. We're moving big things. The gaming channel will never happen. I'm so sorry. I suck ass at gaming.
Yeah, I'm a fraud too.
So it's just like, it'll just be us raging. If you guys want a raging compilation, we can do definitely do something else. But gaming channel, I woke up this morning feeling good. Got breakfast in. You know, I walked for a bit. I was like, let me hop on some Fortnite.
Oh, the Fortnite? Okay.
I probably got shitted on by like a 6-year-old playing on his dad's account. I got fucking
dumpster. Hey, but we won the other, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah, we played and we got a dub or two, which is nice.
With Monica.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Dub. It was trio. It's like a, you know how like some work companies do like a workers retreat?
Yeah.
That was our equivalent. Yeah. They just played Fortnite.
Yeah.
And honestly, hopefully we get another podcast. Hopefully the mukbang we have. I hope, I'm going to say this, guaranteed Jesse Eric will be on that one, but hopefully we can get a couple more heads so it can Gustavo. Be it can be more for the books. Me and Goose have like this weird relationship where I can hit up the group chat, he's like, shut the fuck up. You're a Cowboys fan and you're Mexican. I'm like, okay, that's telling me shit. Wake up knowing
Niners fan and he's a Mexican.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Niners fan, right?
I don't care. Goose is irrelevant. I don't care. Shout out Goose, though. He brought me candy from Mexico, so I can't really handle that much. But some days it's like a love-hate relationship with me and Goose. But yeah, love for Goose to come on, talk shit, especially under the influence. So that'll be a really nice episode. You guys should be looking forward. Honestly, that could be a birthday episode.
He's
2 months away. I don't know. I'm so stupid. It's probably like...
It's
a couple months away. Well, it's whatever. It's whatever.
Actually, it's like 2. You're right. We're damn near 2 away. Oh, you get old ass man.
Old ass man at 22.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no.
Well, Misa, you're going to be the...
No, don't say it.
Misa, you're going to be the GOAT status. LeBron James, number 23. Michael Jordan, the year of the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the gym on my birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to be downing Four Lokos and going to the gym.
That'll be my pre-workout.
Gym update, Misa? Like we always have done it. How are you feeling? What you not feeling?
I'm getting back into it since I almost died the vid-19.
Some little thing.
I taped it, to be honest.
Honestly, I mogged it.
Literally, for the first 4 days, I'd be like, okay, I have it. After that, I was just playing Power World. Yeah. Power World took over my life, bro. The first day, Anthony, I clocked in a
12-hour shift. You want to talk 12?
For free, by the way.
For free. Non-sponsor.
I was just
if you guys want to sponsor, let us know.
Shout out, Power World.
Shout out. Go to our work email.
Yeah.
The Goons, 830. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have
one. Yeah.
Which would be pretty nice before someone links it, but.
True.
Apollo World, you want to speak about it a little bit?
It's like if a bunch of games had a gangbang and then like a bastard child came out, that's Power World.
What kind of games would you include in that?
Legend, Breath of the Wild, Pokemon, Fortnite, you can build and shit.
Huh?
There's Crack guns. You can shoot.
So can you kill the animals?
Yes.
There's blood, or is it just they disappear in the air?
No, they just kind of like fall over. There's butcher knife in the game, and
was
there is. I unfortunately used it.
On not who?
It was like this weird looking. I use it on a sheep, to be honest.
Okay, it's whatever.
It's like overpopulated. The
power. What has been your favorite feature in that game that kind of captivated you to play it? The fact that
I don't even know.
Like a multitude of bunch of games combined into one?
Yeah, that's what it was. Just
did it bring some nostalgia from
my childhood.
Previous games that we played that we won't say because they're in a lawsuit? Or
who? Pokemon?
I mean, they're allegedly doing something or trying to file a lawsuit?
No, something like that.
I don't know. My Twitter fingers haven't been on it for too long. But it's interesting. I'm surprised that it's like on consoles too.
I
thought it was just going to be a PC release, like stupid-ass Valorant. Right? Is Valorant that
You'll get Valorant soon.
Yeah, but I need to update my fucking console. I need to buy a whole new console for a new Valorant, so.
No, your Xbox can handle.
Honestly, I've been thinking of buying a PC just to play Fortnite. I think that's the move. Just to solely play Fortnite. Not for the podcast, video editing, nothing.
Not for school, just Fortnite.
The only app is going to be Chrome and an Epic extension.
Epic Games Launcher.
Yep. I'm not going to stream. I'm not going to use the tools I can to potentially grow an empire. Nah, I'm just going to.
Just play for it.
And be mediocre at it still.
That's like me with Overwatch. So you're fine.
It's something to look forward to. I guess Power World is something that I'm going to download soon. And give you guys my unnecessary, irrelevant opinion on it. Hopefully in this upcoming episode of next week. Hopefully that gets done depending on Monica if she feels like editing our episodes. So. Monica, if you're listening, please get it together. I know you have a full-time job and we don't pay you at all, but I think you lack motivation in the Goons, honestly.
Exposed.
The editing isn't there. We don't get free food. Like, I don't even think we should unionize against Monica because honestly, she's like the biggest stakeholder in our podcast.
I haven't seen
any money. At all.
Damn.
I haven't seen any dime. We're doing this out of just pure devotion to the game. And I feel like we made $1 million in revenue already.
Holding out on us.
Yeah, she's holding out on us. Yeah, it's really weird. I saw her driving her new Lamborghini, so I was wondering where she got that from.
Damn.
But besides that, we're going to get right into it. I feel like that was a really... the intro was finished. I feel like we parted ways from the intro.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it doesn't feel natural if we do. I feel like the intro has to be like a bit or like a joke if we're going to be like, oh, now we started the podcast. I feel like it was a nice flowing conversation we had that doesn't necessarily kind of correlate with the intro, but we kind of branched out of it. But
exactly.
We're going to go into our sports section today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the NBA. That includes Prize Picks and our gambling addiction, or my gambling addiction. We're going to talk about the NFL and Usher being too old to perform. And then we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and what we have thought of the past couple of... We're going to talk about the playoffs in general, how the Cowboys and just very upsetting
tragic
playoff run.
Very tragic.
But on the good end, Green Bay, who they ended up playing, Jordan Love, very excellent and upcoming rookie that they drafted for their starting quarterback. I feel like a lot of people, he's really showed out. He's really shined bright like a star during these playoffs.
And not like a diamond, though?
Not like a diamond. Not yet.
Damn.
I don't want to put that out there and get clipped. And then Jordan Love being like Aaron Hernandez killing I really want to be really lenient on who I shout out
that took
on here because I don't want to get clipped. So we're going to talk about the 49ers versus the Kansas Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then that's the only sport that is relevant, honestly. Golf, baseball.
Football.
Soccer, America, number 14, you know.
Damn.
They won. They got the number 14.
Okay.
The title number 14. Chicharito is back in the Chivas. Andres Guardado is back with León. Oh, he's with León. He's not back. But it's really nice to see that, you know, America's still on top. So, like always, you know, never been.
That's the only thing the only input I can give. Chivas
is just, fuck Chivas, fuck Goose, fuck all the, just fuck Goose. I'm gonna say that, fuck all the fans, but honestly, I just have this burden against Goose, so just fuck Goose. Price pick. I put in $40.
Okay.
And I've came out to $116.20
Damn.
In profit, not including the $40.
Damn.
And that has been with the NFL. NFL, let me emphasize NFL only.
Because
the NBA.
Is it getting tragic?
It was pretty tragic. There were some picks where in the NBA it kind of took, what is the word I'm looking for? Like outside sources? Where I would look online, I was listening to podcasts at some point in the
listening
morning.
To me, unfortunately. And I did lead them astray.
There were some good picks, and there was some awful picks that even I considered. Because I'm not an NBA fanatic, as I was once. I did some outside resourcing, and did not come up top. So I don't really want to get too much into it. But in the NFL, honestly,
you're cooking.
I would have four picks, and I'll get 3 out of 4, but they would be like off like by 1 yard, or it was like very minimal where I could have actually won it if they would have gotten the ball one more time, or if the opposing team would have defended one more time. I feel like my picks have been very reasonable and very well backed up. I've done a lot more research on the NFL than the NBA because I kind of gravitate more because kind of ever since I stopped watching the NBA, and I kind of got back to, I got kind of confused, especially with the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
I'm like, do the playoffs really exist anymore? Do the NBA finals hold the importance it once did back then in the day? Because to the in-season tournament, like, does an in-season tournament hold any value at all?
No, it doesn't. Not really.
So
it's kind of just for money.
What I did see in the MVP, you have to play a minimum of 68.
Was it 68? It's in the 60s.
The 60s. And that's trouble for a lot of our big men, especially
Joel
for
Embiid,
because
Mr.
he is injury prone.
Duncan.
But a career high of 70 points.
And then Luka outscored his bitch ass by 3 points.
Exactly. It was an insane couple of weeks for the NBA. Devin Booker as well.
Yeah.
He was popping off. And it's just really nice to see that the NBA is getting the recognition it deserves. I feel like the league has gone soft, man. I feel like the league is all over the place. They keep on introducing these new things, but not at a subtle pace where old fans, new fans, or regular fans are enjoying.
Yeah.
That's my hot take for today.
Hot take.
That was my sports analysis for today, and for the NBA at least. So if I ever say any NBA picks for this, please
we're
do not consider
doing
them.
Not gambling advice on the pod.
Honestly, I'm down, but I feel like we get into some legal issue, so
perhaps.
I'd rather not.
No one's gambling off our advice.
No, I really hope not.
Notice
I don't even trust myself anymore.
Me neither. Myself, I trust you.
But I do want to say, Usher, if you're listening, which he probably is, with our dear friend, what's his name? Aubrey. Relevant.
I
thought everybody was something up. Usher, I know you're listening, and your family and friends of Usher, you do not belong in a Super Bowl halftime.
They're going to cancel him and they're going to put Taylor Swift. How would you feel, Anthony?
Honestly, I think it'd be a little bit too late. And I think it's actually not possible.
You know, it's probably
not. She has a, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not a Swiftie or whatever, but I do keep up with my news. She's actually performing in Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
The day before for her tour.
Damn, she's not going to be at
But a lot of people are speculating that she's going to make the flight back for the next day to watch Travis Kelce playing the Super Bowl against Brock Purdy.
How romantic.
Kittle and whatever the fuck the other dude's name, Bosa, which they are irrelevant because, unfortunately, the refs were against the Cowboys, even though they played at home. I just feel like...
Who'd you guys lose to again?
We lost to the Green Bay Packers. They had a nice run.
Jeez.
I bet a lot on both sides of the ball.
Damn.
Because as much as I have a lot of... I'm a Cowboys fan at heart, but I definitely know what they're capable of.
You knew, bro.
So I put some money on this guy. He's their running back. So I put that he got more than like 79 yards, and he got like 100 yards.
Okay.
So I was safe well
bet.
Over.
Safe bet.
And I was glad that I was looking at stats, and I was looking at their previous games and how they played, if they've been in the playoffs. This and that, injury prone, and the injuries, kind of see how their coaching staff really plays the ball. Like, if they think they're going to play against a well-defensive team, are they going to throw the ball, are they going to run the ball? So that really goes into factor, especially even with the NBA that has their own little niches and nooks and crannies.
Their own defense.
Exactly. It's just like, let's say, for example, is the Lakers more of an offensive or defensive team? Or do they think they're well-balanced?
I don't really know. They're cooked. We got good defense sometimes. And when you got good defense, that often leads to good offense.
Yeah, so a lot of teams might be going in there saying, like, who they can really mismatch or who they can put in to really expose their defense or really break down their offense. So it's something to really look into if you're getting into betting. In all seriousness, because you definitely don't want to get into a gambling addiction. So
do not do it.
We will probably drop the number for the gambling addiction thing down below. If not, then it is what it is. Look for it yourself.
Google it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't believe Taylor Swift has the capacity of doing it. Maybe probably it's like not. A contract too, where she can't perform somewhere else. Not. But honestly.
Fuck you, Usher. That's what it is.
Yeah, man, you're too old. I know just one song, bitch. Bro. I just. They should have put, like, Yeet or who else do you think would be, like, I don't know. All I remember the Weeknd one. That was amazing. That one was, like, a really good one.
Taylor Swift. Hey, you know, it's been 2 years since his album, so we get a new album this year.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor Swift would have been a really nice pick, especially with the hype that she's brought into the NFL. Like,
that was probably before she was with Travis Kelce, though, right?
Yeah. Like, is that his name? Contract. Yeah, Travis. It would have been really nice because, obviously, Travis is in the Super Bowl, so it really would have attracted a lot of outsiders to tune in.
How do you feel about the people saying that it's rigged for the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift opinion?
I just think people just don't know ball, man. I think it's really hard to...
Are you defending the Chiefs right now, too?
Not necessarily, but honestly, I feel like that whole concept of things being rigged, is just like it's really hard to... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, kind of plan out. It's like orchestrate or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, at that magnitude of a game.
You'd be surprised, Anthony.
I don't know. It's a small country girl. You know, on a farm, so living in this big world. But
that was a nice segue.
Honestly, it's weird to think that everything that's happened, injuries and stuff like that, have led to the Chiefs making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know.
Let's go, Brock Purdy.
We're just going to let the ball talk, man. Let the game talk.
Real shit.
You know? So, they've been in the Super Bowl before. They've been in the playoffs. They've kind of maintained the same team that have been in that Super Bowl. So, it's kind of weird for people to speculate. The Chiefs are not that good. Like, it's only because of Taylor Swift and the NFL wants the revenue or the views. It's just like, they've been there, done that. They've won. They've been champions. So, it's like, what do you really expect if, not to call it a dynasty, but, like, becoming one to, like, not end up, because they're still in their prime. Like, they're Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Isn't Patrick Mahomes, like, 28?
Yeah, he's, like, this is his sixth season.
Oh, shit.
And I don't even think he's at his prime. They should need to put the correct weapons around him, and I think they really have a nice build-up for a franchise. And the 49ers just suck. I don't know. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, wah, wah, wah. I don't know.
Our home team. Maybe?
It's really hard to really. Last game, for example, Detroit versus 49ers, 21-7 at the beginning of the half, man.
You thought they were cooked, huh?
They were crumbling at the beginning, man. And honestly, you can't have that at the magnitude of a Super Bowl game. You can't.
You can't.
So it's hard to really distinguish if they can make it all the way, because after doing that, even in the NFC conference championship, it's really weird because it's not – the Chiefs are not going to let it slide. They're going to take full advantage of them really not settling into the game, because they've been in that arena. They've been in it. So it's really – it's in Las Vegas too. So.
Oh, shit.
No one really has – I guess the 49ers have more the home court, I guess. But, oh, Las Vegas Raiders fucking suck penis. They're worse than the 49ers. I have a lot of Raiders fans coming up to me saying, oh, what happened to the Cowboys? I mean, my only argument can be, like, at least we made the playoffs, you know?
Did the Raiders not make the playoffs?
Yeah. Yikes. When do they? I mean, I'm going to say they have a bright future. They have a new head coach, which I feel like will guide them to the right direction. But I still feel like they're lacking that franchise quarterback.
Fair enough.
This is a really hard pivot, but I feel like most of the people who are listening are not sports fanatics, but hopefully they are. But
sorry, this for the one time.
Yeah, for the one time, I'm just going to yap it off. But is there anything you want to bring up that's happened during your adventures of COVID? Maybe Palo World? I mean, we spoke about that, but maybe any other games that you've been getting into? Any news that you've heard of?
No.
Maybe? Or maybe who do you think could replace Usher at the Super Bowl instead of Taylor Swift? Because that's, I think, physically impossible to do.
To be honest, for the Super Bowl, just get The Weeknd again, man.
Honestly, just get him every year. I mean, exactly. That forces him to drop more music.
Has Drake ever performed at the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I know Bruno Mars has, and Eminem, and Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre.
I think we need to get Drake. When is Drake's time? Next year, maybe?
21 Savage.
Drake and 21 Savage.
That would actually be a really amazing duo for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're winding it down, guys. It's been a really nice, almost 30 minutes of recording, and hopefully this gets out to our audience and new audience, and
spread the word.
And I also want to thank all the 50-year-old people listening to this, because we went to our demographic and it seems that a lot of people over the age of 45 are tuning in.
Is it your coworkers, Anthony?
I don't. None of my coworkers know I do this.
Oh, that's no English.
No English. So unfortunately, due to my safety, because I know autographs, pictures, and daily, I don't want that at work. Yeah, I want to keep my work stuff
you're right.
Away from this. But
yeah,
I do want to thank everyone who's listening at the retirement home. Big shout out for you guys. You guys are really keeping – you guys are the foundation of this podcast. So we want to dedicate today's sponsor of Denture Recovery to 30% off. Use GooningIt.
Hashtag
we are gooning again. But yes.
The Gooners are back.
We gooned it today.
Yeah. Goon sesh.
Goon sesh was successful. But I blanked out. I had one more thing to say, but any finishing words to put us off?
Thank you for listening. Besides, never mind. We're good.
Honestly, never mind.
Honestly,
that was a
great bar right there.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I really hope no one listens to the end of this. This is really awful. But this is us logging out. It's the Goons departing, but hopefully.
See you soon.
Follow my TikTok and Instagram. I'm posting more cooking videos. I'm editing it myself.
Okay.
Entrepreneur here. And bye.
Bye.